Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Timothy Pope. As of 9 o'clock this morning, at least 4 people have been confirmed dead and 41 injured following the earthquake that hit the city of Yan'an in Sichuan province yesterday. The injured have been sent to hospital for treatment. After the quake and subsequent aftershocks, local emergency, fire and medical departments were immediately dispatched to search for the injured, begin repairs and relocate residents. Ying Jinyi has more.
A 6.1 magnitude earthquake rattled Lushan County in Yan'an at 5 p.m. yesterday. The quake's epicenter was at a depth of 17 kilometers, located precisely at 30.37 degrees north latitude and 102.94 degrees east longitude. More than 100 students and teachers of Taiping High School in Lushan County stayed in tents on the playground last night. The tents also accommodated another 100 people nearby.
The shaking was too strong for me to stay standing or even squat. I called my family immediately when I felt the quake.
There are currently 7 relocation sites in the earthquake-hit area, where many volunteers, military personnel, and medical workers are providing help. The relocation sites were equipped with folding beds, blankets, and food. Local authorities have also dispatched people to help with restoring power and communication networks.
We have relocated all the residents that were near the epicenter, as well as those affected by mudslides and floods, to safer places.
Another 61 relocation sites were set up around the city of Yan'an to shelter more than 12,700 people. The Provincial Forest Brigade has dispatched more than 300 people to help with setting up tents.
We are asking people not to head into Baoxing and Lushan counties to avoid getting in the way of rescue vehicles.
According to the Sichuan Seismological Bureau, yesterday's 7.1 magnitude earthquake occurred in the same spot and is a long-term aftershock of the 7.1 Lushan earthquake in 2013. The Bureau says the chances of another large quake in the area is unlikely in the near future. Ying Jinyi, Shanghai Life.
Postal and courier services in Shanghai are springing back to life. 28 express delivery companies have reopened and are operating about 70% of pre-lockdown capacity. Zhang Hong has more.
Delivery companies have made numerous arrangements to ensure adherence to pandemic protocols.
The 140 employees here have to live in the distribution center. There is no other place to accommodate them, so they can only sleep in their cars.
The distribution center says about 70% of its workers have returned, and they follow strict nucleic acid test requirements, which has lowered delivery volume to around 45% pre-lockdown.
We must take a PCR test and antigen self-test each morning, which means less time to work.
To reduce the risk of infection, us delivery men usually do the PCR test after other staff.
Couriers encounter other difficulties when delivering parcels, as not all compounds allow residents to come out to sign for them. Thus, couriers have to wait for them to calm down, which can take a considerable amount of time depending on the compound's size.
Some people are not at home and ask me to drop their parcels at the gate.
I'm heading to the next compound. I will take this parcel until I can contact the consignee.
Courier service companies say only 70% of parcels can be delivered for the time being. Since most delivery stations in the city have not reopened, many couriers have to bring parcels back to distribution centers. An industry insider says it will take time for those delivery stations to reopen.
Many delivery stations don't meet pandemic requirements. It's quite difficult for them to manage the flow of parcels and do disinfection work. They also are not able to offer food and accommodation to employees.
The Shanghai Postal Bureau says all courier businesses are expected to be back at full strength by the middle of this month, adding EMS is already available. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
The Silk Road Friendship Award ceremony of 2022 was held online on Tuesday. Sonja Mühlberger of Germany was awarded the title of Silk Road Friendship Ambassador for her research on the history of Jewish refugees in Shanghai. Born in Shanghai in 1939, Mühlberger was one of more than 400 Shanghai kids born in the city's Jewish refugee community. She researches and documents the history of Shanghai Jews. Based on her work, the Shanghai Jewish Refugees Museum built a wall in 2014 that features the names of Jewish refugees. She also helped the museum compile a database of more than 18,000 former Jewish refugees here in Shanghai.
The Silk Road Friendship Award given to me is an indication that I, as a former European Jewish refugee and friend of Chinese people, would say that together to maintain peace is the purpose of this award and the genuine wish of us history witnesses.